Yo, it's overslept with Chris Laker. Anyway, every day I wake up and I record a podcast and it's not very good, so don't listen to it. Stop listening. And I don't know why I do it. Just, it's a thing. And I think this is this episode 78? Let me see. It is, right? I mean, it's episode. Or do I have two episode 77s? Or what the hell? Did I not put up the right episode yesterday? It looks like I screwed up. So, this might be episode 79. What the hell? Let me look in here. I really should pay more attention. I could have sworn I did it right. Okay, hold on. Oh, yeah. Well, nobody told me. I put up the same episode 2 days in a row with a different description. Isn't that weird? All right, so this is episode 79. And the episode I recorded yesterday, I said it wasn't very good. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so I'll put up yesterday's. Well, it's up now. As I'm talking to you, it's all taken care of, but this is episode 79. It is 11:39 a.m. I probably should have got up around 10. I have some place to be in a little bit. Oh, those cats. They really want to eat. But they're gonna have to wait. So, yesterday's episode that didn't go up was really bad, but it's going to go up now, or it's up now. And so if you listen to that episode, it's like, oh, this one stinks, so tomorrow's going to be better. That's what I always do. So now today's supposed to be good. But I don't know why today would be any better than yesterday. In theory, it should be worse, because if I didn't have anything to talk about yesterday, I would have less to talk about today. And unless something insane happened yesterday, which, no. Okay. We're out of cat food in the house, so that's an exciting development. Well, it's yeah, they'll get fed. They always get fed. Every day they act like they're never gonna get fed, but they always do. I don't know why they doubt it. I don't know. I honestly don't. Yeah, I don't know why they. I guess here's the thing: they have no power. They get fed, but they rely on us so heavily to go get them food and put it on a plate. We put it on plates. They eat off like regular plates. We don't have like cat. We don't have a difference between people plates and cat plates in this house. But so I think that might. That would stress me out. That's why being a kid is so stressful. It's like everything relies on. That's like what my parents would be if I was like, I'm hungry. You always get fed. Yeah, but I can't do any of it. I have to like say something. It's a real mind fuck to just like slowly gain consciousness. You know, it's like, because first you're a blob, you don't even know you're alive, and then slowly kind of you the fog sort of slowly gets lifted, You know, like you kind of have little bits and pieces of like memory, and then all of a sudden, like you can talk, and what, and you still can't. You know, when you're at that stage, like say 3, it's not like you can go out. You're not allowed to like just leave and go get shit. You can't go do stuff. I'm trying to think, when would I don't even know when I was first allowed to go play outside or cross the street. That was like maybe 5. But at least I lived like somewhere where I could walk down the street and go to the store. So I was able to do that shit. But still, being a kid's hell. I don't know why anybody wants to put somebody through that. It's the worst. It's bad pretty much the whole way through. Once you can start doing drugs, it gets a little bit easier. Or a little bit more fun. It's still not easy because you still like live in this like prison, which is like school. School's kind of like prison. I mean, I wouldn't compare it. If you've gone to jail, I understand. It's worse. I've never been to jail. I would not want to go. But I'm saying being, you know, you're in that building all day with people telling you what to do and get mad at you for being cool, and then you go home. And you got more of that. Even though... I know it's better. I'm sure my parents would be very upset to hear me compare my childhood to life in prison. Yeah, and they'd be like, oh, we did the best that we could. Yeah, it's... You could do the best that you can. It's still shit. It's a shit deal. Childhood. The whole thing. And it's like, oh, we had it worse. I know you had it worse. I don't care. Why didn't you? I don't understand why someone would. My parents both had terrible childhoods. Terrible. I don't know if they would explain them to you as such, but they've explained them to me what their childhood was like. You know, a little bit. They're not big on sharing, but it sounded like really not a great time, and so. They did that. So then why? But the people like that, people grow up like children of alcoholics. They can't wait to like, I'm gonna make my own family. Why? What I gonna? Because you can do better. Better still sucks. I'm saying I wish I didn't exist. That's what I'm saying. Sort of. I wouldn't be mad if my parents were both like, man, our childhood was shitty. We're not going to have children. Then I just don't. And I didn't happen. And what else? Unless you bounce into another thing. I mean, that all depends on how this whole works. I don't know if you're a soul waiting for like a body. I don't believe in that, but it could be a thing that if you're just in line and then you jump in a, okay, you're next, off to that one, then it wouldn't have mattered. Then I'm all right with it, because I could have landed someplace a lot worse. But if I think it's not like that, I think when they decided to go, you know, my dad was like, I'm going to let her rip inside my mom, just fucking squirt some jizz in there. That's when They say, okay, we need a new fucking thing. We need a new soul. Throw it in that. You know, I would. Now, I don't even know if they. I don't think there's a soul. I just think that's when. You know, I think, like, first of all, I say life begins at conception. Abortion is wrong. No, I don't. I think life that. I think life begins at. I'm going to say. This might be controversial. I'm going to say 11 years old. I'm going to say that's when life begins. And I don't even really believe it begins then. It's probably more like around 20. But they're not going to give you... I'm going to say 11. Life begins around 11. But I think the person gets created probably in the mom's puss. Or whatever, in the uterus, whenever it's, and that becomes a person whenever the legal cutoff for abortion is. I don't fucking know. Depends on the state. But let's put that at like 3 months. Let's give it 3 months to think that over. Is that a reasonable amount of time to think over whether or not to have the kid? 3 months? I think so. And then that's just for no, don't feel like it, don't want it for that decision. Then you got medical decisions too, which that's not even a thought. That's not even a problem. We're like, I watched that documentary on HBO. These women are like, oh yeah, my baby was gonna just die as soon as it was born. Or it was dead, and then it's like this. They have protesters outside this abortion clinic, yelling at them while they're going in. It's like the baby's dead, you fucking dingus. I mean, I get that people are pro life, but that ain't the world we're living in, man. Life ain't precious. There's too much of it for it to be precious. You gotta make it out and become 11. Then we can start valuing the thing. Maybe, okay. I'm not saying you should feel free to. I just don't see that as a. You're not a person at that age. The problem is our heads are too big, right? Our heads are too big, so we come out like. Too early. We're born like when we shouldn't be born. That's why, like, you know, cats get born and they're able to run around. They shit in a fucking litter box like out of the gate. They don't even think about you. There's not even a training. Well, maybe, I don't know. Our cats didn't come directly to us. There was a foster. They were 3 months old. But serious, like, not even a fucking blip on that one. They just went right. They went right ahead, and just know that they just know everything because they're in the mom long enough. Babies ain't in the mom long enough, so they come out and they're like fucking stupid. You know, they just don't. But then we get really smart. To come out like a kitten and a baby out of the gate, you got, it's no contest. Baby doesn't even come close to that kitten. That kitten is run circles around, you know, do anything. You got like maybe a couple of years, and then the baby gets smarter than the cat. I'm smarter than my cats, I think. But who knows? I don't know. They don't speak English. They might be fucking smarter than me. They live the way I want to live, which is ain't nobody hassling them. They eat. They don't eat when they want, but you know they just chill and sleep and shit. Cat life is pretty sweet shit. If you're a house cat. Or even like when any cat that gets fed, cats living on the street though, in around here, like alley cats, I feel bad for them. They look like it could be, it could, because they got to fight and stuff. You know, and that's more like being a kid on Staten Island. It is, I had to fight and stuff. Hate fighting. But you had to do it. Well, because people want to beat you up. And I'll tell you, I learned nothing from any of it. So, we're at 15 minutes. Yeah, it's really bumming me out that I put up the wrong episode yesterday and no one even said anything. And it got, like, listens. And nobody even... Did people just not notice that it was the same episode? Not that it's up to you to, like, fucking tell me. But it's like, I want to have, like a podcast where something, like, a fuck-up like that happens and people go nuts. And then I get mad at everybody being like, hey, it's free. Why are you fucking with me? But, you know, that comes in time. Episode 79, baby. We're going to make it. It's all going to be... I'm telling you, by 100, this show's going to be good. This show, this episode is better than yesterday's. I know that shit. And it's going to, I feel my show business career in ways that cannot be expressed right now is, things are looking positive and more than one place. You know, there's different things that look like they're in motion that can be potential. Like not all of them are going to, you know, you got to have like these, like a bunch of different things, a bunch of different maybes, because they'll probably all be nothings. But I feel like one of these maybes, I feel like two will be things. And I don't even know which two, but I feel like they're because they're all are so, feel so good. But they could all go away. You just don't stop. That's the only thing. Because people, that's people, you see, I see people stop. And then they, because they get, because they, it just, and then the people that don't stop, it pays off. And I'm pretty good. So. Gonna be in Syracuse this weekend. Oh, and you guys live up there? Come to Syracuse. I think there's still tickets with Birbiglia. Shit is gonna be the best. It's gonna be fun. It'll be a fun weekend. And I think there might be tickets. He sells out like crazy, so check. Don't just show up at the club. But if you go, please let me know. And we got some weekend. Let's see, after this, there's going to be New York City area shows, like West Nyack, which is like in the suburbs, and Long Island coming up. And then Cleveland, Ohio. All those are coming. You can see it on my website. Or go to Papiglia's website. I'm not going to be in Berkeley. He's doing like a month at the Berkeley theater. So if you're out there in California, go see that shit. But I won't be out there. He's just, it's just him. But that's, you know, that's great. You should go see it. There's a new hour that he's got, this new show that he's got. It's pretty fucking good. And he's just... he's great. That's all I have to say about that. So go see me or go see Mike by himself. Yeah. So I'm going to go. We're at 19:30. I have to get out and go work on this thing. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Go to iTunes, write a review. Not a big deal. If all of you wrote an iTunes review, it would be really nice. And if a few of you, if all of you wrote a review for this podcast and my album, that would be so fucking cool. That would be the best. I would be like so happy. I'm not expecting it. I'm not, you know, getting my hopes up because I think that it's just not, you know, it's unlikely, but really, you guys, you're like, oh, we love, you know, we want this to be a success so you get famous and then we can, you can still sign up on chrislaker.com. You click on Overslept. There's a place to sign up to be my friend. You can get front row tickets and a free trip to New York City when I headline Madison Square Garden at a yet-to-be-determined date. That's still available to you. So I don't know why you haven't signed up, because it's what you got to lose. You just got to give me your email so I can contact you. I'm not trying to fucking amass like an email list. I do this every day. This is my email list. I'm not going to email you. If I start some kind of newsletter, it'll be a separate list. I won't use that list for anything. I swear to you, that I just won't. So just sign up. You're not giving away anything. You can use some fucking dummy email for all I give a shit, and see if you get any. But I'm saying, it's just I got to be able to tell you. I have to be able to identify and contact you. So. You don't even have to listen to the show again. I won't fucking know. I mean, it would be nice. And you'll always be able to email me. You'll have an email that will go to my phone that I will see as soon as you do. Right now, you already have. Everybody has. It's Chris at ChrisLaker.com. Email me. Say hello. Tweet at me. At Chris Laker. All that shit. But, you know, do your thing. If you don't like iTunes. Fine. I'm not going to talk you into it. It's not a huge deal to fucking put iTunes on your computer and do it. You know, it's not that huge of a deal. All right. I'm going to go. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.